It's time for John and Ken to throw a hack in a dumpster.
John and Ken Show, John Cobell, Ken Shampo, KFI, AM 640. It's not just a hack in a dumpster day. It's a special edition. We're throwing someone into Satan's lake of fire.
And not just someone, a whole lot of someones.
We have the Serbs, we got the Ukrainians, and we got the Poles here. And they got a lot of heavy lifting to do.
Clearly, it's been a very tough week all throughout California. People learned of the death of Whittier Police Officer Keith Boyer. A story that started for Officer Boyer and his partner when they were called to the scene of a traffic accident in Whittier. That's what they thought they were called upon to respond to. But when they got there, they found out that instead it was a heavily tattooed gang member who decided he's not going to be taken alive, and he opened fire. They did shoot and wound the gang member, but Officer Boyer was killed because obviously he got the jump on them.
He's the fourth police officer killed by somebody who should have been in prison on a parole violation. The fourth one in the last few months, just in Southern California.
Now, Satan's Lake of Fire, of course, would have to deal with the perpetrators behind the legislation that enabled this thug killer gang member to be on the streets of Whittier last Monday morning. His name is Michael Mejia, and it turns out that he had quite a day. He went and shot his cousin to death, stole his cousin's car, ends up in Whittier, rear-ends another motorist's car. They stop for the accident, and that's where Officer Boyer comes into the story, sadly, and Mejia kills him. Assembly Bill 109 is the reason for this. We wondered when this happened if that wasn't possible. We all know about what Prop 47 is doing, what Prop 57 is going to do. But the oldest of these is Assembly Bill 109, passed back in 2011, the brainchild of Jerry Brown. In fact, from what we understand, the whole thing started with Jerry Brown, foisted it on the legislature. Here's a twist to the story. It was a budget bill. Yes, it was done through the budget committee process because it was going to save money on incarceration costs. So obsessed with the rising costs of our prisons, and John and I pointed out many, 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 many times that why not just fix the rising cost rather than just release prisoners?
It costs 2 to 3 times more per prisoner here than in many other states. 2 to 3 times as much.
Also because of court orders that the prisons were overcrowded, that the medical services and mental health services were not up to par. Jerry Brown got obsessed with this, and he decided in 2011, let's come up with a bill to make sure these guys are not returning to the state prisons. So, yes, we know LA Times, it was not an early release bill. But what it did instead was set up the circumstances for Michael Mejia to be on the streets of Whittier last Monday.
What they did is they did away with state parole for many prisoners. So that when Michael Mejia was finally let out of prison for the second time, he wasn't going to go back to state prison for a parole violation. That was the old policy.
The counties would be in charge, and this is always overlooked, but important to point out. You had to be labeled a nonviolent, non-serious offender. And he got that designation, despite the fact that he was involved in an armed robbery.
His second and last convicted crime was auto theft. So he was declared not violent. So he was subject to different rules. And instead of being thrown back into prison for a year, because that was the old law, you could go back to prison for up to a year. After five arrests following his last incarceration, he was only given 10 days or less after some of these arrests.
So it could have been a year in state prison turned into days, which enabled him to bounce around. You think about this, too, in another universe. Maybe if he'd been thrown in prison for up to a year, I don't know if it would have changed him, but we'd had a chance to keep him away from all the other violations he committed and, of course, from being in Whittier on Monday.
Well, that's right. He should have been thrown in prison, certainly after the fifth violation, right? The fifth arrest? one of those arrests was for methamphetamine. That, under the old system, would have gotten you back in prison for a year. He would not have been free, but he was, and he killed Officer Keith Boyer. That's why Jerry Brown is responsible. Now, we've explained this in great detail here. In the Los Angeles Times, they don't mention this at all.
No, and they keep make harping it, what the state corrections department gave him. This was not an early release.
This is why.
Nobody said it was.
And you wonder why the Trump administration kicked the Los Angeles Times out of a press briefing today. Because this is the dishonesty of the Los Angeles Times. In fact, what they did yesterday, they ran an editorial criticizing the police chief of Whittier.
Yeah, Jeff Piper.
Jeff Piper, because he blamed AB 109 for what happened. And Piper is correct.
They just called him, like, emotionally overwrought.
The Los Angeles Times is dishonest, and what they wrote about Piper yesterday was just flat-out cruel.
So what we're going to do is throw in Jerry Brown and all the legislators that co-sponsored Assembly Bill 109 from 2011. We have the list.
We're going to name them all here. Well, first of all, we've got to fish Jerry Brown's bones out of the lake of fire.
Well, let's get in there. Oh, Svetlana, bring a...
All right,
bring the mobs.
Send some Serbs and Ukrainians in there. Yes, we're ready. You got to pull his bones out, all right?
All right, we begin by throwing in Jerry Brown, the governor.
Look, he's just a skeleton head. Some decaying flesh.
And now, one by one and quickly, here come all the legislators involved in this horrendous piece of legislation.
Bob Blumenfield, into the lake.
From Woodland Hills. He's now in the L.A. City Council.
Luis Alejo from Watsonville.
By the way, they're all Democrats.
Michael Allen of Santa Rosa.
Julia Brownlee from Santa Monica.
Joan Buchanan from Alamo. Yes, you deathmongers.
Betsy Butler, Marina Del Rey.
One of our favorites, Gil Cedillo. Gil, you proud of yourself? 4 dead cops.
Also now in the city council. Wesley Chesbro from Arcata.
Roger Dickinson. 4 dead cops, Roger, from Sacramento.
Oh, this guy's around. Mike Fuhr, who's now the city attorney, Los Angeles.
That's right. Responsible for 4 police murders. Rich Gordon from Menlo Park, into the lake of fire.
Jared Huffman from San Rafael.
Sandre Swanson from Alameda. Lake of fire for Sandre.
Holly Mitchell from Los Angeles.
Bill Martin. Another co-conspirator in the 4 murders of these 4 officers from Carmel. See you. Burn.
AB 109 does kill people. And there they go. And Satan's
Johnny
Cash singing.
How many dead cops before the public revolts? How many? We got 4. We need. How many more are we going to have? 5, 10, 15? When are people going to do something?